What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
My favorite thing that happened so far is that Kevin goes, "Cool Greg, doesn't Andy look cool?" And Cool Greg's like, "Yeah, he looks cool." And then Cool Greg goes, "Wait, is he dressed up as something?"
I didn't know he's dressed up.
I didn't know he's dressed up. Well, that's cool. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween, guys.
And welcome to the Kind of Funny Morning Show. My name is Nick Scarpino. This is my...
Sorry, I'm not getting any audio on these.
Where did you get... Those are amazing. Those are the best part of your costume.
They were not cheap. They were like 20 bucks.
Yeah, if you're listening to this as an audio listener, Andy is dressed as Star-Lord. Go over to his Instagram, presumably.
No, nothing yet. Nah. I'm planning on taking some photos out here, maybe.
Yeah, we'll take some photos of you. Yeah. Did you buy this coat?
Yes, it was not cheap.
How much was the coat?
The jacket was about 140 bucks.
That's not bad, it's a lot for a Halloween costume.
Well,
I feel like your Halloween costume total should be less than 100 bucks.
What do your pants look like? Let me see your pants.
Well, pants are looking good, Kev. Pants are looking good. Pants are some joggers I bought for like 15 bucks.
Do you want to lay down? Okay, there you go.
Oh,
there
wow.
It is. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, so check it out. So I colored in a bunch of stuff. Like, they're just all gray, but then I added like black parts, and some black lines and some like silver accents on the side.
Did you do that with a Sharpie?
Yeah, were like fabric markers, and the rest of it is just like black Sharpie.
All right. Mm.
And then let's see the boots. Can you kick the boots up?
Oh yeah, boots were 40 bucks on Etsy.
Those are great.
And they like custom make them for you and
Those are great.
They're like, how wide's the foot, how long, you know.
I want you to just wear those from now on.
Okay.
I feel like that could be, you know what, I like that a lot, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
One of my favorite movies of all time, Big Trouble in Little China. And for some odd reason, he wears boots like that.
Really?
In the entire movie.
Really?
Yeah, Kevin, Google Jack Burton, Big Trouble in Little China boots while I do the intro for this. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, you just watched the world premiere. Not really, because we showed it in Toronto, and I accidentally told Joey to publish it on Twitter before the show started, of our Ghostbusters short from last year. Yeah, look at these boots. Bring this up. Why would they put him in these? They're like, it didn't occur to me until way later. Oh, no, they're amazing.
Oh, these look a lot dumber, though.
Those are dumb, but I would still rock those. Those are like boot moccasins.
They are, yeah.
Those are sick. Those are his boots. And it didn't occur to me until way later. Like, every other part of his costume is totally normal 80s wear, except for these amazing ornate boots that he's wearing.
Is it the world that maybe they built that those shoes are sort of... It's a fashion statement?
I have no idea, and I don't know if John Carpenter even knows.
Got it.
Feel like...
The ending of this movie really is just like, what the fuck is happening?
It's great.
It's one
of the best movies ever made. It is no joke, probably on my top five favorite movies of all time.
I don't remember this movie at all.
Big Trouble Little China?
Yeah.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
When you said that, I immediately thought of Rumble in the Bronx.
Good movie also.
Yeah.
Not quite as good.
Really? Okay. Because I love Rumble in the Bronx.
Yeah, the thing about... One day I'll speak more elaborately about why I love Big Trouble in Little China. I want to get my thoughts together and really do a thoughtful piece on it. But one of the reasons...
breakdown?
I do. I want to do a breakdown of why I love this movie. And it's one of the only movies I've ever watched in my entire life. Also, shout out to your little Walkman player there. What did you make that out of, like...
This is shitty. This was just bought...
Oh, that's store-bought.
This is on Etsy. This is like $5. It's just a 3D printed thing with a sticker.
It sucks because you probably could have gone on eBay and bought that, but it would have been like 200 bucks.
No, okay, so there's a toy version of it, and the reason I didn't want the toy version, I'm talking like Mattel sort of toy version, where it says like, Star-Lord, Guardians of the Galaxy. I was like, no, I don't want some fucking...
No, you don't want that shit.
No, I don't want branded shit.
You could have probably got... I bet, did you look on eBay for an actual...
Yes, they were not cheap.
Yeah, they're really expensive.
They were seriously like 80 bucks, 200 bucks.
I used to have that when I was a kid.
Yeah. It's just a 3D printed thing with a sticker on it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. My buddy Ryan reached out to me the other day because he saw me and Greg on Instagram and on Twitter in all of our costumes. And he's like, dude, where'd you get all that stuff? And I gave him the breakdown of information as it's been passed down to me from generation to generation of just go to gbfans.com and they have it all there.
Oh.
But he was like, I'm trying to figure out how to, because he has a daughter, because I'm trying to figure out how to sell my wife on the fact that I need a really expensive 3D printer so that I can 3D print all of my daughter's costumes.
Want. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And I'm like, I don't think it works. I don't think you understand how 3D print works, because you can't print fabric.
Fabric, yeah, you're right, you're right.
And he was like, yeah, but I can print this. And he showed me a video. I should put it on the link. But he showed me a video of these guys who made like the most unbelievably elaborate Ghostbusters trap you've ever seen in your
life. Oh, really?
Like, yeah, you hit the, like, They actually made it so there's a wire with a foot control,
and it's
opens
like $400.
Up. Oh no, it was like I think it cost more than that. But like, because he had to do all the R&D on it and all the CAD design himself. Sure. So like when you factor in all the hours of it and all that stuff, yeah, that one right there, Kev. Look at how in depth this thing is.
I love seeing that too, where they do really good lightsabers.
But wait until they flash forward. This thing has lights and it releases smoke. If you just go forward like 30 seconds into the video, I think it has it. It's a long video. I couldn't get through the whole thing. Keep going. Scroll back.
I'm not seeing it.
No, keep going all the way back. It's like the first 30 seconds of the video.
Oh, they show it like in process.
They show it like in yeah. There it is right there.
It's a great show, by the way.
Look at
Whoa.
That. Isn't that dope?
Holy shit.
But they predominantly 3D printed a lot of that. I think some of the parts they found at like swap meets, where you go like I guess they
welded
electronic
together
meets.
And whatever.
Well, they just found like all the relays and stuff that you can put on there. But most of this is predominantly 3D printed, which is really cool. Also, that's a dope site. I've never seen it before until last night. And I guess I'm assuming it's pretty big tested.
Oh, yeah. That's Adam from
Adam Savage
from
Mythbusters.
Yeah. I saw the little icon or whatever.
This makes sense.
Yeah, I would love to have a 3D printer only because I have a past in working in 3D.
Yeah.
And I've had stuff 3D printed on really shitty printers, so it comes out looking kind of wonky. But I would love a really nice one because one thing I've always wanted to do was to model all of us in 3D, like really simple
life
designs.
Size, so that when we don't, we're like, hey, man, Andy's really putting in the hours. And we just put Dr. Disrespect's like stream on the whole time. We're like, man, Andy's killing it. He's killing the game.
We send it to people as like sort of how we got the Statue of Liberty in parts. So you get like somebody will get a full like head of Nick and they'll get the torso. Then they get
I just
the
want
arms.
Someone to 3D print my face so that you can Mission Impossible me.
That'd be cool.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be really
Here's
neat.
What you do, Andy. If you ever want to be me, it's very simple. Turn everything into a sexual pun. And say the word butthole constantly.
And
talk way too fast and then talk over other people.
Talk in the restroom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. That's like a telltale sign that Nick's in the office.
Uh-huh.
When I hear the pitter patter of Kevin's feet walk by and I go,
Kevin.
Kevin.
The one time that Kevin was like, I swear I thought that was like a ghost in the office. When we're just talking, having the conversation, me and Kevin and Joey, and then we just hear, Kevin. In the distance.
It's because we love you, Kevin. Yeah. It's just because here's what you need to understand about this. I think about you constantly.
Oh.
And I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. I don't know.
Scary thing.
It's not a scary thing. Also, major respect to your Halloween game today, Andy, because you are eating. You're going back and forth. You're oscillating back and forth
disgusting.
Between goldfish,
candy corn, goldfish,
and candy corn.
That's so
and
nasty.
They're all. What I like about it is all of it matches your earphones.
Oh, thanks.
All of it. It's really smart.
It's really cool that they like how. Loud these things are, you know?
Wait, those are real?
Yeah, they work.
Oh, I thought they were fake.
No, they work.
I thought you made them.
I mean, I used to have so
they're
many
very
of those
uncomfortable.
Pairs. Yeah, they're terrible.
Very uncomfortable.
Because no matter how thick the foam is, they always dig it. The plastic part still digs into your ear, and it's terrible.
It could be that they're just too small. I have a giant head. So when you wear them around the back, it works.
Yeah.
Most headphones will fall off when they do that. These, like, are just sitting on perfectly, you know. I mean, look at me, Kevin. Give me the one. Like, try to get these off.
Try to catch them all.
Harder.
Oh, kind
of
fell.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of headache before they come off.
A lot of effort went into that one.
Of course, this is the Kind of Funny Morning Show you were all watching. You're very well acquainted. We don't bring in new audience members. We like to keep this like a closed group of roughly 10,000 people that watch this every day. And I got to tell you right now, everyone else fucking missing out. Because today, we're going to look through a bunch of celebrity costumes. And we are going to make fun of them. We are also going to look at my favorite costume ever, which is Tim Getty's costume. We'll get to that in a second.
Oh,
he
boy.
Outdid himself this year. Don't look on his Instagram yet. I know he's verified. I know you're going to be, oh, he's so verified. I got to look on it. Don't look on it yet. We're going to get to that in a
it's
second.
It's hard because Instagram pushes his content to everybody. It's to like, hey, this is the best of our platform.
I'm verified.
To be frank, they should, though. Like, it's a higher bar.
The one that he had today was especially amazing. Yep. And also, by the way, thank you guys for watching that short. Thanks everyone that came out to Toronto and saw it. It was super fun making it. I love putting it out, so definitely go over to Twitter, retweet that if you can, let us know what you thought on there. I'll put it on my Instagram later, but by then it'll be just too late. Shout out to Greg and shout out to Jen for dressing in that unbelievable Slimer costume and humping Greg's face. It was super fun.
Very
super
disturbing.
Fun. Kev, let's go. Oh, before we do that, our show, of course, today is brought to you by Quip and Robinhood. We'll talk about that a little later today. Before we do, of course, it's tradition on every Halloween episode that we go into housekeeping.
Graphics are broken.
Not a problem.
Housekeeping! Housekeeping!
First up on housekeeping, Kind of Funny, Extra Life. This weekend, we are marathoning all sorts of fun things. There is a possibility, by the way, that Josh McCuga might come back on Saturday.
I still haven't met the guy. He always comes.
Are you kidding me?
He always comes when I'm like working.
Are you fucking kidding? We had like the best day of our life yesterday.
Was yesterday the most like it, like I feel like that happened out of nowhere. He wasn't even on the calendar.
He surprised me.
It was a surprise.
Joey and look at this beautiful setup.
Oh my
you wait right there. We're gonna introduce you in a second. Let me finish the thought. Yesterday, he set it up with Joey and Tim to surprise me because everyone knows he's my favorite person.
Yeah.
He comes in. Changes the whole
Wait,
tone.
I thought it was...
You're like my favorite everyday person. Okay. He's my favorite surprise person. Does that make sense? There's only one other person that I really, really like desperately want to see all the time, but he never comes to the office. He's a tall
Jeff
British
Ramsey.
Boy. No, I love Jeff as well. Jeff and I are kindred spirits, Jeff and my relationship is such that you guys can send this to him right now. He'll agree with you. We're such good friends that we don't actually ever need to see each other.
The connection's always there. It's omnipresent.
We don't want to put each other out
for what,
actually
right?
seeing each other.
Yeah.
Exactly. If we have something to say, we'll text each other or DM each other. But for the most part, I leave him alone. He leaves me alone. That's just fine.
It's like a marriage where you sleep in separate beds.
Separate rooms, actually.
Yeah.
What it's like is basically like I'm like the first lady. He's like the president. But we go to our own little suites.
Your own
so
chambers.
He can watch the Celtics game and I can watch the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. It's totally fine.
Yeah, cool.
Which BTW you should watch because it's great. No, the person I was going to say who's never in my life anymore. He was a presence in my life for so long that when I went to London for my first and only time, he actually toured me around and protected me.
Yep.
He was like my Kevin Costner. I was Whitney Houston, he was the Kevin Costner, except my wife was like, he's so tall and beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, just Nick, go away. Tom Hawkins.
Tom Hawkins is here.
And he's here?
Whoa,
oh my God,
what?
Tom Hawkins.
What?
Come on. Show us the love.
What?
What are you doing, baby boy? How you doing?
You're looking so sexy.
Look at this guy.
How you doing?
I'm well, Tom.
First time here.
What brings to the studio?
Really?
That's right, because you only went to the old house, right?
I did, yeah, I went to the old
house.
Right.
Yeah, what brings you to San Francisco?
TwitchCon. I was here for work. We were there, Total War were there. It was great fun.
Did you get into the party?
I didn't try and go.
I heard that was a nightmare.
I didn't try.
All Twitch parties.
I've heard it was awful. I've heard lots of Twitch stuff couldn't get in.
Yeah, there was 3,000 people trying to get in, and there was like two bars or some shit like that.
Here, let me stop you guys. I'll just recreate the Twitch party for you. Really loud house music. That's really loud.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds about right.
And everybody going, so what do you stream?
What do you do? You stream what?
And then I'm a variety streamer.
There's always one or two people over in the corner that are way too drunk. Just fucking way too drunk.
Vomiting.
And I walk in and I immediately go, I'm too old for this shit. The music's way too fucking loud.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to get to know all these cool streamers, and I want them to know me, but I can't hear myself. I can hear, like, I can't even see anymore because it's so fucking loud.
Do you really want to get to know them, or do you want them to know you?
What do you think?
You know what, the TwitchCon was good, though.
Yeah?
It was inspiring to see.
I totally forgot TwitchCon was happening this weekend because we were in Toronto.
I know, I saw your pictures.
Yeah, it was great.
One time I'm here, you know. Great.
Well, I'm here now.
It's crazy. It's
I saw you on the calendar today, so I was like, "Cool." Maybe I'll stick around, and maybe you'll grace us with your presence at lunch.
I missed you last time, and I was gutted because
I know, man. I know. We saw each other at E3, though. That was nice.
It's true.
Got to spend a little time together.
I actually come here more than I thought I would.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm here like 3-4 times a year now.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's cool. It's cool when the company pays for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's what it's
cool. It's great.
Oh yeah, sure.
All right, well, we'll catch up with you in a sec.
Carry on.
Feel free to if you hear us say anything that's fun, you can sit on the shock mic right there.
Think of lunch options, Tom.
That's shock. Yeah, you can want to try it out real quick.
Hello.
Yeah.
1-2. English people talking.
No, don't do that. It'll shock you.
No.
But it's a nice shock, like sexually.
This one just hit?
It's one that goes straight to your nutsack.
Touch that and grab the metal bar on the right.
You see this metal bar right here?
Oh, this?
Yeah.
And touch this.
Give him the camera.
How much electrocute?
Hold on.
Yeah, no, it gives you a little.
Did you feel it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It's like that little shock game you had.
Yeah, it's exactly like that, only in real life.
Here, Tom, can you do
this? Only it's not a game.
Can you angle your head as if you're kissing the sky? But like, bring your head up more.
Bring it up a little. Go up higher just a little bit. Yeah. There you go, right there.
He's trying to kiss you.
That's
it's so gross.
Gross.
Ew, it's too much time. All right.
It's actually kind of sexy, but I'm going to say it's gross because I don't want people to think less of me.
I
was turned on right now.
Okay, cool.
You were picture-in-picture on them. Yeah, there's a little camera right there. It's beautiful. You're never safe.
You're never safe.
What a
horrible motto to have.
The only place you're safe, technically, is the bathroom, but I'm even trying to change that.
Yeah.
I want to take
there,
that door off completely.
There's going to be a camera in there somewhere.
Here's what happened. There's no camera in there that I know of,
or that
any of you know of. What I'm saying here is I don't want there to be camera, but I do, like, perfect example, this morning. And I know you're from the UK, so you probably don't get my message out there all that far. I know the radio waves, the internet don't reach that far. But here's what I'm trying to change. This morning, I go, I don't really have a great plan for this Halloween short that we did. Yep. But what I'd like to do is I'd like to put it out. Joey had a great idea. She's like, you know what you should do is you should show it as one of the intro videos for the morning show. And I was like, that's a great idea. But I was texting her on Slack as I was in the bathroom having my morning moment. And so I go, Kevin. And I scream through the door. I say, Kevin, let's get that video prepped for the morning show intro. And Kevin goes, I can't hear you. And I go, damn this door. Damn it all to hell. Why do we not have an open door pee policy here?
You could have a microphone, right? You could get a little...
What I've started to do... And the, you're
little
an innovator.
The little cup on the string.
See, you're an innovator. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What I've started to do is just call people and put them on speaker while I poop.
We had our end of the year meeting, the continuation of it on Wednesday. And luckily, we are so lucky to be graced by your presence in the restroom.
Well, it was a great conversation. We were having a lot of, we were brainstorming about a lot of fun ideas that we want to do next year. And I was just having a great time. And I didn't want to be, I felt that my presence, taking my presence out of the room, I was like the fulcrum for all the creativity. Mm-hmm. I felt that taking that out of the room, everything would have crumbled. So I just put you all on speaker while I went to the bathroom. I was just peeing.
Restrooms are, they're renowned for their good audio as well.
Oh yeah, it was very great.
Reverb. And
well,
all
I would
that.
Put a rug in there, but based on the state of the hand towel, I don't think the rug would last very long. The hand towel at a certain point, I think every like 3 months, the hand towel, because we put paper towels in there now, because no one washes the hand towel. But every once in a while, there's no paper towel, so I'll go over to use the hand towel, and it's just stuck.
It's so wet.
They get solid.
It's either wet or it's crispy.
Why does it dry?
It doesn't. I just doesn't.
I'd rather
no
be
airflow.
Crispy than wet. Yeah, I hate when it's wet.
No, the wet because it starts to smell like a wet dog.
Yeah, it's gross. when you were talking to Kevin and put the video up in the intro, this is how the conversation went. Kevin, put the video up on the intro. Put it where? I'm in the restroom. That was your response.
I thought he said, where are you? Yeah. I was like, I'm in the restroom. This is what I'm saying. Too much confusion is happening because of this goddamn restroom door.
Think of how many mistakes we could prevent.
I'll go you one further. Fine. I understand there are legalities. Nobody wants to see me pooping. So what we do is we go back to the idea of the two doors. The door on top, door on bottom. I can open the door on top so that way you can only see my face.
No.
And I can lean out like it's a car window.
What about the shh?
So I find it
weird. Oh, that'd be fun too.
American toilets, they're really high up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really high up, the American toilets. Mm-hmm. What's that about? You can see like... crotch area almost.
What do you mean? So
English toilets, you've all been to England now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They come down to the floor. They're like really down low.
You're talking about
like
the urinals?
Private, no.
Oh,
no,
the
like
stalls.
A stall.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That, I don't. Oh. I think it's because we like to party in America. Mm. And in the 70s and 80s, a lot of people fucked and did cocaine in bathrooms.
Yeah.
And so there was a point where, I shit you not, at Cal State Fullerton. Shout out to Cal State Fullerton. My brother went there to get his master's.
Cal State.
And I went into the theater and like fine arts building to go take a poop. And I walked in and I looked at the stalls and some fucking genius had, and by genius I mean complete psychopath, had decided that people were doing too many illicit things in the theater building and they cut a diagonal line in all the stall doors. So you could just look into the stall. And I'm like, why would you just take the doors off at that point? Like I went to close the door and I sat down and I looked up and I just locked eyes with someone as they walked past me. I was like, what the fuck is happening here? This is the dumbest thing ever.
There's nothing worse than locking eyes at somebody in the gap of the door.
Oh God, the gap of the, see that's where Japan has us all beat, first off. Japan, you go in, not only do they have the high tech, have you been to Japan?
I haven't, but I know they've got bidets.
They got
right
the high tech bidet, squirts right in your butt.
Yep.
The stalls are all like rooms. Like they're still the size of a stall, but you walk in and you close the door. There's no gaps whatsoever. You can't really see underneath or above. You're just by yourself. And the toilets make noise, like flushing sounds. So no one has to listen to the unsavory plop sound. Mine, by the way, I eat so much fat, it's just like a fucking seal going in the water. You can't hear it. You can't
bring
hear
up
anything.
A goddamn housekeeping.
Go to kindoffunny.com/ L-shirt if you guys want to support Extra Life this weekend. We'll be streaming at 10 a.m. Hopefully, if you guys were watching, we had Josh McCuga on the GOG show and morning show yesterday, and it turned into pure shenanigans. Kevin got so drunk that at one point, he was just standing above the camera going, making this sound. Like he was like, guys, gonna wrap it up. And we're just mid-talking, and he's like, Paula's waiting for me outside. She's waiting for an hour. Wrap it up. And then he'd jump on the mic and start talking to us. Because like, we'd bring up a point, and he was like, oh, that's a good point. I'm talking about. Yeah, he's totally distracted.
There's a lot going on.
I looked over at Tim, and Tim did one of these. Where he was, just, he started.
Oh, he was drunk too.
He was hammered.
Dude, we drank so much vodka. It was shocking.
We bought one of those comically sized bottles of vodka. That's like a Magnum Opus size.
Okay.
You know the Magnum size, like the big bottles of wine? We bought one of those to the point where I looked like a small child pouring it. Like I had to pour it with two hands.
That it was really funny.
It was hilarious. But I was like, oh, we're just going to get, Kevin bought it for, because people are having drinks here tonight. Kevin bought it for that.
Oh, but you're not going to be here?
I might not be here. I don't know.
Come on,
I'm tired.
Nick. Come on.
I'm tired.
Come on, okay, man.
I got a chiropractor appointment for my shoulder at 4, so I got to go cross town.
4 in the morning, or?
I haven't seen 4 in the morning unless I'm partying, baby.
Mm. What? But
bang,
you don't
bang,
do
bang, bang, bang. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we drank almost the whole thing between the 5 of
you
us.
You drank, too.
I didn't drink shit, no. Oh. I was drinking bourbon and virgin bourbon and diets.
You were supplying the
magic. No, I was still I was drinking, but they were virgin bourbon and diets.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's just Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Is it? Here's my question. Do we want to bring Josh back for Extra Life on Saturday?
Let's bring Josh back for anything.
People in the chat, let me know. Do we want to bring Josh back? Did you enjoy Josh on GOG yesterday? Because he's trying to get on Jeopardy, and he came back. He was like, I will come up on Saturday, and we will play Joshperty right now.
Oh, we're really dumb, though. Did you explain that to him?
Yeah, I told him we were stupid as shit. I told him all of my answers are going to be Gerard Depardieu.
Dude.
I was like, who is Gerard Depardieu? Just because I can say that name and it makes me sound smart because he's
cool,
French.
Yeah. French. That'd be a great bit in a short or something like that.
Gerard Depardieu?
Just that, like, that's the only, like, connection to pop culture that you have.
Just because I'm like, he's super high class.
Sure, yeah.
Next up on housekeeping, what do we have? We actually, before we do Extra Life, obviously, we're doing lots of streams. We have huge community streams happening. We are also going over to IGN, 2 p.m., streaming live from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Going to play a lot of games like Assassin's Creed with Brian Altano. I'll be the community mod chat modder. So if you want to get banned officially from IGN's channel, I will have that power.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, it is an amazing distinction to get banned by me. It feels so good. It feels so good. I banned myself twice yesterday.
Put it on your resume.
Oh, my God. To be banned by Nick, like to be banned by Nick is like a hickey from Kinnicky. You know, it's like a Hallmark
card. Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
40% of the audience has no idea what that's about.
I would say 80% of the audience doesn't know.
Maybe 12, no.
Can you explain it to the dumb room?
That is from a movie called Grease.
Oh.
When I think Frenchie, I think it was either Frenchie or it was Stalker Channing. It was a hickey from Kinnicky. It's like a Hallmark card. Like if you get a hickey from the character Kinnicky, that's a Hallmark. That's like
Kinnicky was always a cool.
Kinnicky's cool, dope. Cool name. All those guys are losers now. You know that, right? Like they all just went nowhere in life. Like Danny Zuko's definitely like.
All the characters.
Yeah.
Travolta, kind of.
Travolta is killing the game.
Is he?
Yeah, dude. Face off.
Still now?
Face off.
Oh, like yeah, he just 5 years ago.
No, dude, he just did, he's still doing movies, first off. Second off, yes, I know he's completely ridiculous, and yes, I will continue right after this statement to make fun of him,
mm-hmm.
but he was fucking really good in People vs. O.J. Simpson. He played, Shapiro.
Yeah.
He was really good in that. So every once in a while, John Travolta does something, and I'm like, God damn it, John Travolta, you're really good.
Latinos love Grease.
He was just in something that I liked. What was he just in? He's going to come out. He's coming out with Gotti, which I'm interested in.
Battlefield Earth? Is that what you're thinking about?
That's a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not a good movie.
Good movie. Good or great?
Good fucking movie right there.
No, he hasn't done shit since. All right, what's last on housekeeping? Actually, yeah, go over to IGN. Oh, the Halloween special, of course, this is not it. Oh, Kev, I put one more on there. Go over to Kinda Funny Vids Twitter if you guys want to recheck out that Halloween special. Would appreciate you guys retweeting that if your friends want to see it. It was fun. I had a fun time doing it. Of course, set up for the Halloween special for those of you not familiar with it. We went to a Halloween party last year. Greg and I got drunk and we were talking about how much we loved Ghostbusters. And he was like, "Fuck it, let's just go out in the hall right now and film our own Ghostbusters movie." And I said, "That's a great hammered. That's a great idea.
Yeah, let's do that."
Now, what's amazing is I did not have a Ghostbusters costume on. I was dressed as a sexy kitten, but we still did it anyway. And I think we nailed it.
I don't think it seems out of place. I think it feels pretty right.
That's what's crazy is I channeled Dan Aykroyd, and it was perfect.
Known cat lover, Dan Aykroyd.
He loves cats. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he loves cats. You can scroll here, scroll around here real quick. Well, you know what, Kev? People on YouTube that are watching this, go over to Twitter and watch this.
I put the link in the chat.
So. Did you put the link? Yeah, we'll put the link in the chat on Twitter. You guys can go watch that. It's really, really fun. I had a good time. It was actually fun cutting something again, like narrative. As silly as that sounds, I'm like, oh, this is actually cool to like go in and we were gonna do a shot-for-shot remake, but we were too drunk to actually pull it up on YouTube. So that's my interpretation of it.
Well, the movie
we missed a couple lines too.
We were watching the movie kind of in Greg's living room at the time, and that's what inspired it.
Were we?
Well, yeah, it was on
Greg's TV.
Yeah, it was on whatchamacallit. On repeat. We just put it on repeat.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
They played like five times, and we're like, this is the greatest movie of all time.
It's, the snacks there were great, by the way.
Fuck, the snacks were so good. Jen did a charcuterie board.
I can't believe that was a year ago.
Fuck, I know.
That's crazy.
It was Baby Greg. Baby Greg with no beard.
That's nuts, dude.
Quick tip reminder, if you guys want to tip at the $5 above level, we will take those tips. We will read them out loud. Maybe say hi to T-Hawk, because he's a man now, and we miss him. He's a man.
When wasn't I a man?
He's not a baby. Well, he used to be a baby boy.
Yeah, that's true.
He used to be a little baby boy with his beautiful beard and those dashing blue eyes, green eyes, whatever. And now you're just like a grizzled old man fucking working in the coal mines, just getting out there making your game.
Just true. Yeah, just like, just super jaded and like, gang development, am I right? You know?
Man, working 18 hours a day, 12 hours a day, 2 hours a day.
He lost his accent.
He did.
He just has a New Yorker accent.
Yeah, now he's got I work in a coal mine, in middle America accent. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Fire go. Oh, dear. We got a lot of tips today.
The dance as boomboxers.
Lots of tips today. Well, shit.
There are numerous Star-Lord dances.
Robin underscore GL gave us $6 and said, what up, ass and Andy? Here's our king looking like he's about to murder the teenager that just threw a cake in his face.
Oh.
Now, you're closer to Sweden than we are. Are you familiar with the Swedish king?
The Swedish king?
Yeah. Have you seen this guy?
Unless...
He looks like he's gonna fucking kill
murder people. The Swedish king.
Someone threw
he looks
cake
like he got shot.
Oh, okay,
up.
Yeah. It looked more like a serious injury.
Yeah.
No, it's a cake. Oh, okay, it's just like a cake or a pie. The Swedish king is a thing on this show. Robin GL over in Sweden just sends us a picture almost every day about this guy, and he is just fantastic. He looks like a psychopath. Like, he looks like he's actually a little crazy, but not in a dangerous way, in a way of like, he's the fun uncle that's like, today we're gonna get motorcycles, and you have to be the one that's like, hey, listen, man, that's really not a smart idea. You know, like, you have to be the adult when you're around him.
Yeah.
So he looks like he'd be pretty much everyone around me all the time.
He looks like any villager in, like, Lord of the Rings. Like, he'd be, like, one of the elder hobbits that, like, oh, take some bread.
Yeah.
And he's just, like, really a piece of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not how hobbits
Where are the hobbits Scottish? Yeah. The hobbits are the Scottish?
No, they're not.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what I mean.
I mean,
they don't even have an accent, right?
They do, but I can't, what is it? What is the hobbit accent?
It's British.
Hobbish.
They just did a weird, like, Elijah Wood did a weird British accent the entire time.
It's an accent. It's a regional accent.
Gandalf, you're great Gandalf. And it's like, stop it. Americans should never do the British accent. Never. Just stop. We can't do it. No, we cannot do it. Stop it. The Brits do awesome American accents.
I mean, when I came back from London, you heard my accent.
So I'm so sorry that you had to lose that.
It's just been a while, like, since I've been to London, you know?
Well, what if you look at a Londoner right now?
Yeah, I'm feeling something right now.
Whoa.
It's amazing. It's like you've been in country for 10 years.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude.
That's cool.
Just rubs off on you.
Next tip comes from Sky Bellick. Said, what a blast getting to meet Greg, Nick, and all the KFBFs in the area at EGLX. It was definitely worth the 7-hour drive down to meet you. He said, pull your eyes, love that. Nick, you said if I tipped you, I would plug my Instagram at Infinisky. Infisky. Infisky. Pronounced Infisky. Thanks again, guys. It was great meeting Sky. Sky was like, I drove down 7 hours, and I was like, oh, what do you do? He's like, well, I do a lot of fun videos on Instagram. It's got like 25,000 followers. Everyone should go check it out. He's like, but when I'm not Instagramming, like doing videos about Fortnite, I'm a gold miner.
Whoa.
A legit gold miner. Like, he goes into mines, and he's like, check this out. And he showed me a video, and he's like, we couldn't get past this rock, so I had to go up there and wire 2 sticks of dynamite to it. And he just goes, poof.
I didn't know those, like...
It's a real legit thing. And he looks like a miner, like a big fucking beard. Little dude, big beard. And he's just got that crazy look in his eye, like he might come at you like one of the fucking dwarves from Mordor,
like,
or whatever.
He looks like he's 8 years old.
Yeah, like he might come at you with a pickaxe. Oh, I see.
Miner.
I see what you did there. Maybe don't lick your lips when you say the word miner in that context.
Okay,
that's
got it.
Idea.
Got it.
Take it from me. You don't want that on your record. Brodukin Senpai said hi, Daddy. Gave us a nice tip.
Say that.
Now,
one of the
that's
tips,
what he said.
One of the tips earlier, Nick, was calling you ass.
Yeah.
From your famous character
Ass-a-mole.
On the episode Party Mode that's live right now on Patreon, where you and Greg just brought it.
Yeah.
You brainstormed and all the creativity came together and you became the characters ass and hole.
The assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very creative. I think some of the best stuff this studio has ever produced.
Greg, you sent us out a thumbnail. that had both of our belts wrapped around your neck, and I was like, why do you work here? Why do you put up with this shit?
I ask myself all the time.
Do you ever have a crisis where you walk in and go, I can't do it today?
Should I just go back?
I was so happy in Austin. I was so happy. Hey, Gary. Happy Halloween.
Hey, Gary.
Happy Halloween.
How's it going?
Good. Star-Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Gary's dressed up as Drax right now. You just can't see him.
Oh, he's rocking it, too. Yeah, he has the full body paint.
But for Games Daily, he's going to take off the costume.
He's going to take it off because that's a serious show. let's see. Albob 875 said, here's a fun clip. Hope it makes past the Great Wall of Kevin.
It has?
Do
you want to see it?
Let's watch it. This is one of those shows where I just don't feel like
this
doing
looks
real
like
shows.
It was filmed in 1992.
This looks like this kid's about to
It's less than 4:3 ratio.
Oh, yes.
Yes! He hit his head on the fan.
He hit the light!
That's pretty good.
Good for him.
Good for him.
And he hasn't been the same ever since.
No.
You know, now he's a little bit more impulsive.
Rest in peace.
Now he wants to be a stand-up comedian.
Rest in peace.
DJ Ketchup gave us a tip and said, is it a wig? I don't know. Wig it out with Scarpino. Okay, I love The Witcher, but this wig is no good. You can't go from mustache gate to wig gate, Henry. What are you doing? Of course, this is going to be one of our top news stories today, but we'll just go into it right now.
Let's go into it now?
Yeah, let's do it.
News.
So this is Henry Cavill as, what is his name? Geralt?
I think Geralt?
It's the Witcher. He's the Witcher in this.
He's the Witcher.
That's bad.
That's really bad.
Smoke some weed. Just like the Witcher
it's
does.
It's crazy that Netflix was like, yes, let's post that.
Oh,
that's how we want to show this off.
That looks so fucking
bad. Now, I replied with a tweet. Kevin, can you just Google...
I mean, I can just... Literally everyone else replied to the same tweet, right?
No, well, I mean, the one that I... Like, Christopher Lambert is the one that I thought it looked like.
From
Raiden in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, it's on there.
Right there. A little bit further down.
Shout out to Tosh J. Evett for this one. That's amazing. That is the ugliest fucking dog I've ever seen in my life. He's so cute.
It just looks like Christopher Lambert, dude.
Well, here's...
Like, the quality of wig has not improved.
Here's what I'm going to say about wigs.
Technology... It's not great.
Well, you know what happened? Uh-huh. Was people figured out somewhere, I think it was 1989, 1990.
I'm still thinking about the dog.
The dog is fucking amazing. The thing about wig technology is people figured out that if you didn't want to wear a wig, you could, and this is going to blow your fucking mind right now, and I know this is, a lot of people don't report this, you could just dye your own hair.
Yeah, but he doesn't have that hair. He doesn't have that long hair.
They could have put.
He has super curly hair. Hair relaxers.
Here's the other problem with, yeah, exactly. Laxatives. Mm-hmm. Here's the other problem with this wig. It's too monochrome. Like, it's too one color. Monochromatic. They needed to put, like, it can't be all white. Or right. It looks super fake. It's the same problem I had with Batgirl, where she wears the all red wig. I'm like, it's so obviously a wig. It's terrible looking.
The same with what's his face?
Batwoman, excuse me, not Batgirl.
With Batwoman, it's supposed to be a wig, though.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a wig, but it still looks bad.
Sure.
When they released that picture of him, didn't he have a beard? Remember when they first announced it? There was that picture of him that was already released. Or was that made by someone? Because that looked okay. And I wonder if the reason it looks so bad is because it just looks like Superman with a wig on.
No,
this also might be like just a quick thing they shot as a teaser.
Well, it probably will
look better in the show.
A lot of the comments are saying that he doesn't have the beard because it's earlier on in the, like, when he didn't have a beard. In the first, like, Witcher series or whatever.
Eddie King,
why the girls that were cast are a lot younger.
Eddie King 90 said, I don't care about the wig, I just want him to be bearded. The beard is really important to everyone, huh?
Yeah.
I think it's because it stops him looking like Superman.
He's fucking gorgeous. It's not going to stop him. He's going to look like a Superman with a beard.
He just looks so handsome.
Yeah, that looks dope as fuck right there.
It's got more black in it, yeah.
See, they just went too long with the hair. Is that someone's like artist interpretation of him?
What?
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
I love that he's posting them on his.
Yeah, of course he is.
That's really cool.
That's dope.
Like, he's embracing the fandom. I love that shit. Kevin, I'm gonna send you a photo right now because I think if anybody should be The Witcher, this is where the best example they could take from. Well, I'm uploading a photo to your Slack right now.
Well, I think it's pretty much locked. Yes, he's The Witcher, and I wonder.
Things could change.
I will say shout out to Henry Cavill for The Last Mission Impossible. That fucking movie was great. Wow.
So
okay.
This right. is what I think it should be.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. I think the wig quality is the same.
So what you're saying is you want to go from a Hollywood level wig to a Halloween spirit wig that you purchased on Amazon.com.
Not much of a difference.
For whatever not was on.
It was like $15.
My question is, did you just go like whatever the fastest wig I can get here
who
is?
Who gives a shit?
Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
It was for a college project. It was for an art school project where I was Raiden from Mortal Kombat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That wig, $15?
Yeah.
Not a huge difference between that and
exactly.
a Henry Cavill wig.
You're, exactly.
It's a good point. Mm-hmm. Wigs should just be stricken from all of Hollywood. I want everyone to know that. Everyone to know that.
Jeez. Kevin making solid points.
What?
My name's Nick.
Is this a cutscene from Lord of the Rings?
Chris Hernandez says, hey guys, thanks to you guys. I will be streaming some Ghostbusters, the video game. Thank you all for the free, funny, and of course, happy birthday, Andy.
Thanks, man. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate
it. Is your birthday today?
Yeah, it's my birthday.
Why is it your birthday every day? I mean,
time
is
flies.
Is this just because we keep buying you lunch on your birthday? Is that why you just tell people to wish you a happy birthday?
Hey, man, you know?
Well, hey, man, lunch is on you. I mean, me today.
Yeah.
Because happy birthday.
See you there, man.
Also, Tom's here, so we'll probably
buy
him lunch too.
Where are we going, by the way?
That's a great question.
I need to make a lunch emote.
What? I got to figure out. Well, let's look at the schedule real quick while we're on the show and see. Yeah, we got like 2 hours with Tom, so we can go someplace nice. Let's go someplace nice.
Let's go someplace nice.
What are you going to
Outback?
You've never been?
Never been.
Oh, you get the Thunder from
you might get
under.
The deluxe. You might get the deluxe. Let me ask you this, Gary. You're a man who is a professional and in no way, and pretty much an adult. Did you see my magnum opus, my Halloween short today?
I did, actually.
What did you think of that? What did you think of my framing and my overall?
I like the denouement.
Mm.
Do you think this kid's got a future in the industry, Gary?
That's my question.
Which industry?
You know what? We'll leave it at that. We'll just leave it right there.
If we could cut to commercial, that's where we would have cut
to commercial. That's it right there, yeah. Perfect. Alright, we'll take the rest of the tips a little bit later. What is this thing you put up on? What is Falcon and Winter Soldier team up?
So, for the new Disney, On Demand thing that's coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are getting a team up limited run show of Winter Soldier and Falcon just being like a little buddy cop shit. It's going to be really cool.
Remember,
with Sebastian Stan and I forgot the guy who plays Falcon, Anthony
Mackie.
Thank you.
I was going to say Anderson. That's not right. I'm confused by this. I didn't read this article. I don't prepare for the show at all. Why is there a Red Dead Redemption 2 screen on this? Is this like a pre-roll ad?
It's probably an ad.
I don't think it is. There was an ad earlier. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an actual full video. Look
at that. Why did they embed this in the story?
Little mistake. Everybody makes mistakes, man.
Hey, GameSpot, what's up?
Everybody makes mistakes.
Can you scroll down? Is there anything that's relevant to this? Okay, there is some text here.
Yeah, there's some text.
Let me read this then, I guess.
What? I was just going to get some other article.
You know what's funny is
that looks a lot better.
Here's what happened, Kev.
The videos kept playing.
The videos kept playing. So when I loaded this right now, it's B-roll footage of them. That's great.
I'm really excited about this because I like their dynamic. The fact that they're both Captain America's my best friend thing that they have going back and forth.
That's fun.
It's real fun.
So according to Variety, it would be a limited series, meaning a self-contained show with a set number of episodes rather than an ongoing series. Great idea. The site states that it is the first of the potential new Marvel shows to be assigned a writer, with Empire writer-producer Malcolm Spellman on board to work on the script. Marvel and Disney both declined to comment on Variety's story. This could be cool.
I think it'll be awesome.
That's what I've always said. I'm like, don't put don't put all that responsibility on yourself to have an ongoing series. Just tell a fun little story.
Yeah.
Well, we'd love that.
Fun little contained one-offs almost.
Yeah, you don't have to. It doesn't have to be 10 episodes or 12. Just do maybe 4 episodes, 5 episodes, 6 episodes, 10 episodes, whatever.
Yeah.
Give me all the episodes.
I started Castlevania last night.
Oh, how was that?
Netflix. I watched episode 1 of season 2. It's just super intriguing. I love the quality. I love that. I love how it doesn't seem like just a shitty thing like we were used to in the 90s, games going to movies and games, this seems really well done, and I love season 1. I thought season 1 was awesome.
Season 1 started off a little slow for me, but by the end of it, I was like, oh, I'm so ready for the next episode, and then there was no next episode, and I'm like, damn you, Netflix.
It's cool,
man. And I've also liked that they, I don't know if Netflix did this on purpose or if it was just my streaming quality was really crappy, but when Netflix was loading yesterday for me, it loaded weird and creepily. and then went into the trailer for Castlevania, and I was like, that was cool if you did that on purpose.
Oh,
if
was not, it glitching really, weird?
Yeah.
Okay,
like
so
the,
I
like
thought
the
that
load
was...
mark was like a blood smear instead, or like a more
I thought
of a
that was a
script.
Connection problem.
No, I think that's okay. What they were doing for everyone. I thought it was really cool.
Got it.
Anyway.
So yeah, that'd be cool to see some cool stuff from Disney coming out. Stuff that doesn't feel just like straight to TV if, you know, you're getting the real actors.
Right.
Makes it feel more legitimate.
Yeah, hopefully it legitimizes mm-hmm. the world. Kevin, I put the official poster for It 2 up there, but I think the link got pushed out.
No, it's right here.
Oh, there it is right there. Bring that up.
Cool.
Just
cool.
A very utilitarian poster.
Cool.
They don't want to do too much. We don't want to give too much away here.
Sure, yeah.
So it's just It, Chapter 2.
Mm-hmm. Very exciting stuff.
September 6th. And you know what?
And that's going to be one of the few that I go see because I, as you all know, I hate scary movies. I get too spooked, Gary Whitta. I'm a little baby crier, Gary Whitta.
I
saw part one in theaters, so I will go see part two in theaters.
That was scary, man.
I watched the first chapter with my wife, broad daylight on a Sunday, and that was perfect for me. And she was like, should we pull the shades down? I'm like,
no,
I mean, it's, you know,
no.
I'm cool.
Yeah. If anything, we could watch it on our phones.
If anything, we should watch. Like, you could also put on The Real Housewives, just to kind of mellow it out a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know when you get a really hot cup of coffee, you're like, put a little cream in it, just mellow it out a little bit?
Sure. I've seen scary movies on my phone, Nick, and I watch it, like, as if I'm testing out the viewing angles of a TV.
Yeah.
Like, because I'll just be watching, I know something scary is going to happen, and I'll just, like, okay, there it is.
Oh, I learned one of the most amazing things about myself while I was watching it. I learned that when I'm scared or anxious or anything, I immediately reach for my phone and just zone out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually funny because I've known this for, obviously it's an obvious thing that I just said, but it's one of the reasons why I love going to the movie theaters because you can't do that. Like, it forces you to just sit there and endure.
I'll just, like, kind of look around and be like, is there an usher? What's he doing?
I'm like,
pretend to get distracted.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's so fun when we go together because I give you all the snack-ums.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's cool.
That's our distraction.
All right, it is Halloween time, and we would be we would not be doing our duty to you out there, the fine viewers, if we didn't go through all of the amazing celebrity Halloween costumes from this year and just comment on them. So that's what we're going to do right now. Kevin, roll the big topic graphic.
Big topic.
Damn it, it didn't work. It's okay.
They're broken.
What's that?
Yeah, no. It's
the, it's there.
But yeah, but there's no audio.
Whatever.
It looks like it's lagging quite a bit, too.
Hey, all right, chill out, dude. All right, there it is. Big topic.
Big. What? Okay, I love this.
What are the top of the top celebrities dressing up as?
What are they doing?
What are they up to, Nick?
Here's what we're going to look at this. This first one is Emma Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Dressed as Wonder Woman.
Who's Yoda?
I don't know.
I don't know, but it's a great Yoda.
It's a great Yoda.
Really good
it's
Yoda.
Great that the nose is the mouth. Yeah. Look at that. Very, very good.
Is that Nick Jonas and Mariah Carey?
A sexy doctor and nurse. No, it's not Nick Jonas.
That's not Nick Jonas?
No.
Is that her new boy toy?
Brian Tanaka, I guess. I don't know.
That's her new boy
no
toy.
No idea who that is.
I think that's her choreographer.
Nick Cannon, you think he's
Kevin, you're going through these way too fast. Way too fast.
I mean, there's a lot, though, Nick.
All right, let's go through them fast.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Literally 93.
Keith Urban, Nicole Kidman.
I don't like this.
Why?
They didn't even try.
Yeah,
you don't think
really
they tried?
Is he just a random ninja?
I guess so. Yeah, just kind of generic ninja.
No. You got to go Heidi Klum or bust. Okay.
So who?
Bill and Julianne Rantic. Julianne Rantic is an e-host.
Oh.
And she's married to Bill Rantic for a long time. He was on a cartoon. I love that.
That's a good one. I like that question.
Wait, is he wearing cup noodles or cup of noodles? That's great. Okay.
That's really great. Fantastic.
Wiz Khalifa
Elvis. Alan, awesome. Very cool.
All right. So far, I'm not like blown out of here. Freddie Prinze Jr. as the Joker.
Freddie
Prinze Jr. still alive?
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
Freddie Prinze Jr. is jacked now.
He's rocking it.
He doesn't look huge.
He does look a little smaller. He was jacked when he did an episode of Psych. He did like three episodes of Psych. And he was like, ugh.
Queen of Hearts. I don't know what that.
I don't know what that
Wendy
is.
Wendy Williams. She does like a.
No, I know who Wendy Williams is. Yeah. I mean, Kevin, I used to live in Austin without TV cable, so I would just watch the local channels.
Watch
Wendy all the time.
Is she supposed to be like
Jessica Rabbit or something?
Queen of Hearts from Alice in Wonderland.
Okay, I see.
That makes sense.
There's one that I really want to get to.
Black Panther. She looks. Oh, that's amazing.
That's awesome.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
There's a lot of effort put into this.
This is where you should be if you're a celeb.
Yeah.
Dude, you can't get a store-bought thing. You got to do what Heidi Klum does. You hire a costume designer paying way too much money, and you show up to one thing, and no one knows it's you.
Like, you have money
for it.
That's
the best.
You know? Yeah.
You moved your mic, Andy.
Oh.
There you go.
Test check.
Jacket's getting hot, man.
That's amazing. Let's keep
who
going.
Who are these people?
I don't know who that is. I don't know who
Kotob is. I'm so out of touch with.
Hey,
I know them. I mean, Ryan
Seacrest and Kelly Ripa.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I Dream of Jeannie. Fantastic.
Me and the Bear did I Dream of Jeannie a couple years ago. No one got it. Not a single fucking
That's
person.
Great. Who?
Rob Barcino and Ginger
I don't know
Z.
Who these people
are.
You're
making
people?
Me feel dumb, guys.
Damn, I feel
There's
so
a lot
old.
Of filler in here.
Huh?
A lot of filler. A
lot of filler, dude.
Christina Milian. Okay.
I know
she's
her.
Still alive? Amazing.
I used to watch
Why
MTV.
Why do you keep saying, yes, but everyone's still alive. Ashley Graham.
I don't know who
dressing
Ashley
up
Graham
as,
is.
What is that? Is she dressing up as J-Lo?
Jennifer Lopez, yeah.
You can't dress up as another celebrity. That's just cheating.
No, you can. It's cool.
I know who Bella Thorne is, but I don't know who that... Who's this creep?
Maude's son?
Next.
I don't know. Next.
I don't know. It's weird.
Boo.
He sounds like he's from Krypton.
Ellen DeGeneres, is she... What is she? Kim Kardashian?
Bachelor contestant Kelly D. Tim Geddes
Why
would know
Why are there so
one.
Many L's in Kelly?
Oh my
There's a
God.
Lot of L's there, yeah.
Oh my God. I can't stand it.
Next.
No, wait. It's Sebastian Maniscalco. Hold on. Go back to that.
I don't know who that
who's
is.
That
he's
that
a really
him?
Good comedian.
Oh.
What is he dressed as? His friends, I guess, are just a bride and groom. Okay.
All right, whatever.
Weird amount of effort put into that.
Yeah, yeah that's a lot. Katy Perry always does something
Sloth,
weird.
Sloth, fantastic.
Cool. Cool. Sloth are the best.
Neil Patrick Harris. Oh, they. Him and his husband always and their kids always have really cool creative
this is
things.
Pretty, this
that's
is pretty
cool
great.
As hell, dude.
That's pretty great.
A lot of Photoshop.
Go all out, dude. Go all out. Beyonce as Toni Braxton. Phony
that's
Braxton.
That's fucking hot. That is hot.
Beyonce, you're awesome.
That is hot.
That's really cool.
I'll say it. And John
Legend,
Chrissy Cowards.
Do you have any idea where the one you want to see is?
It should be coming up. It's like in the next couple, two or three or something like that.
Is she just a Ouija board?
Ouija board? That's, I mean, I love Victoria Justice.
That's
Let's
pretty
just be,
cool. Who is Victoria Justice?
There it is.
That's amazing.
There it
Ladies
is.
Ladies and gentlemen, you thought Joey Fatone was dead. He's not...
He's
bringing
still
it
alive?
Back at 104 years old
yep.
as the twins from The Shining.
Woo!
That is amazing.
Love him.
That is amazing.
Looks great. That's the one. That's one I wanted
See,
to
See, this
to.
Is why I feel like we'd be really good friends with Joey Fatone. Because he clearly has a sense of humor about himself.
Yeah, he could. He's willing to roast himself.
He really
like
is.
We are, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Except you. You're not.
Well, I'm the best at everything. Best sure. there ever was.
But let's see the best one.
I will say this. The best, before you pull this up, Kevin, the best Halloween costume I've ever seen a human being do in my life. I'm happy to say is one of my friends, one of my coworkers, a dear, dear confidant. Mr. Tim Geddes knocked it out of the park today with his Winnie the Pooh outfit. Let's check that out right now. Just got to give it to him.
Horrifying.
Jesus.
Just got to give it to him. He has no shame.
Mm-mm.
And now I pretend like I have no shame. Tim really has no shame.
Mm-hmm.
He went and he said, oh, I'm going to wear the underwear for this. I'm pretty sure he was naked for this picture. I'm pretty sure if you looked at his phone right now, there's five or six pictures of him completely naked from the waist down as Winnie the Pooh.
I am so confused by the shirt. How is the collar doing that?
It's probably a women's small or a children's large shirt.
It looks like he photoshopped the collar, kind of.
No, I think that's his smattering of chest hair that you get there.
It's so perfectly shaped, the collar. It's very bizarre.
It's and what's hilarious is I was like, are you going to come on the morning show? Are you going to not be a coward? Come on the morning show, balls out. Let's get kicked off Twitch finally so that you and I can sleep in one of these mornings.
Yeah.
Right? And he was like, no, I can't do that. We make a lot of money on Twitch. And I
yeah.
said, shit, you're right.
Yeah.
Shit, you're right.
So when I first saw it, I actually thought that the pixelation was like a pretend, like a picture of pixelation.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Because that would be cool.
That would be really smart.
Yeah.
But Tim did not want to put that much effort.
Yeah, we make that question.
No,
instead,
yeah. We talked about making that, okay, and he was like, oh, no, it's too much effort.
I've seen how right. people do, when people cosplay as 2D characters from games. Mm. Some guy cosplayed as Ridley from Metroid, but you can only see him from the side, and he's like pixelized squares
sprite
and stuff. Looks really cool.
Cosplay, right?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Sprite cosplay?
Yeah, yeah, I believe so, yeah, yeah. So great job, Tim Geddes,
very
wherever
creative,
you are.
Very creative. I, of course, forgot it was Halloween this morning, walked in and was like, do we have one more Ghostbusters costume in the office? And of course, we had five. So I just put this on.
Yeah.
Luckily, I remember my little patch, though. Garpino.
That's the most important part.
That's the most important part. Joe, I noticed you're not dressed in the Halloween costume today.
Yeah, I don't really... I like the scary part of Halloween. I don't like dressing.
The scary part of Halloween?
Yeah.
Like,
Joe,
you like watching scary movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Where's your Margarita mask?
Oh, it's in there.
Put that on. Come on. Put on the Kevin. She could easily wear the luchador mask.
I told her that.
You guys could go.
I legitimately told her that.
You guys could crossplay. I'll put on Ghostbusters costumes and luchador mask and go as luchador Ghostbusters.
No, dude, not cool.
No,
I know. I don't like crossplay.
It's a Minority Report thing. All right, don't try to step in.
I apologize, guys. I apologize. I'm not trying to come in and tell you guys how to.
I know
live
a person
life.
Named Alejandro Pastor who would be very offended if you tried that. So
you know what?
Don't let it happen.
My bad.
Not on my watch.
My bad. In order to pay my penance, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go into this in a little bit. But before we do that, I want to take a second to tell you about our illustrious sponsors. The first of which is Quip. Andy, One of the most important things we do for our health every day is brush our teeth, or at least we're supposed to. Yet most of us don't do it properly. And this is something that I have learned I did not do properly. You're supposed to brush your teeth for at least 2 minutes, and Quip is there to help you out because they sell an amazing electric toothbrush. That they sent me one. I like it. It's got a 2 minute timer on it. So you press the button, it goes for 2 minutes, and then every 30 seconds it pulses.
Oh, that's
so you go
cool.
to another quadrant of your awesome. Mouth. And I'll tell you one thing right now. First time I used it, I was like, I have not been brushing my teeth long enough in my life. I have approximately been doing it for 30 seconds instead of 2 minutes.
Just because a quick little...
I get bored in there. Yeah. You know, I get distracted. Maybe sometimes I don't do the rest out of my mouth. And my dentist is like, hey, now you got to come in for a deep cleaning. Well, Quip has you covered. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what, you got the sensitive sonic vibrations, which are gentle enough on your sensitive gums. Why? Because people brush too damn hard. That's why. And some electric toothbrushes are too abrasive. I already talked to you about the built-in 2 minute timer. These are fantastic. I like the design of these. They look cool on your countertop. And let me tell you, they also, they might ship you some toothpaste too, and it tastes pretty good. Just don't swallow it. I'll tell you what, right now, Quip starts at $25. If you go to getquip.com/KFMS right now, you get the first refill pack for free with the Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/KFMS. Go check it out. And you can have one of these. Andy, smile again. See that smile? Man, you're terrible at smiling. But you look great as Star-Lord. So we'll just move on. Robin Hood. There it is. There it is. Give me one more time, Kevin. Let the people see it. You look like a kid. Has your friends ever been like, hey, this is your Uncle Andy, and they introduce you to the kid for the first time, and the kid's like, I don't like this. I don't want to be in this situation.
Oh my God, yes.
This is awkward for me.
All the time.
All the time.
When I was a kid, I hated meeting adults, dude.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Get away from me.
Yeah, I finally spent some time with one of my best friend's kids the other day. I went over to his house to
hang out with him. I would hate to meet you.
And he was just like, he was in the corner the entire time looking at me, and then I was like, hey, man, what's up? And he just like hid in his mom's arms, and I was like, I'm traumatizing this kid. I'm a terrible person. I'm a terrible uncle. I gotta go away.
You like Fortnite? He would have been all in.
I'm trying. I was like, Star Wars, Harry Potter. And they're like, no, we don't expose him to that. And I was like, you're terrible parents. First off,
knowing
terrible
you,
parents.
You would have been like Ferris Bueller, fucking.
I was like, what I wanted to do is pull him aside and be like, hey man, have you heard about this movie called RoboCop? Do you want to see it? You know, cops are cool. Robots are cool. Let's put them together. Yeah. Just a couple things you might have to close your eyes for. Mm-hmm. Robinhood is our next sponsor. Of course, Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos all commission-free. They strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy. This is a non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence, simple and intuitive, clear design, with data presented in an easy-to-digest way. Other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees. You can trade stocks and keep all the profits. Robinhood's web platform also lets you view stock collections, like 100 most popular sectors like entertainment and social media, and curated categories like female CEOs, and analysts' ratings of buy, hold, sell for every stock. You can learn how to invest as you build your portfolio because they got a great deal going for you right now. Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up at morningshow.robinhood.com. That's morningshow.robinhood.com. Of course, we give away a game after every sponsorship read. So today's winner wins Juggernauts on Steam. Congratulations to HackenBacker72 on Twitch. You are the winner today.
HackenBacker.
All right, let's we'll quickly read through the rest of the tips, and then we'll talk to the chat, and then lunch with Mr. T-Hawk. Chris Hernandez said, hey guys, thanks to you guys, I'll be streaming. No, I already read that. The Zach Adams said, just paying the old birthday tax. Have a lovely day, Nick and Andy. Luke XXX1 gave us 1,400 cheers, said, cheer 100. Whoa. Hi, Nick and Andy. Today is my birthday, and I wanted to reach out. Met Nick and Greg in Toronto. Guy with the same shirt as Nick. Right on. Sorry if I was awkward or too much, but meeting you guys was a lot, as you are a big deal in my life. It was so nice talking, hanging, and seeing you guys awesome in Toronto. Excuse me, your awesome Toronto content. Can't wait for the next time. And shout out to the amazing BS I met. It was a really, really fun.
Thank
time.
You, Luke. Between you and me, Luke, Greg and Nick did walk up to me and said, man, there was some guy named Luke, and he was a fucking weirdo.
We did not say that.
No, that's a lie. That's
no,
a lie.
What I did was I told him about Sky.
That's a Halloween trick-or-treat right there.
There yeah. it is. That's just mean. That wasn't a trick-or-treat.
Trick-or-treating. You
know? Nabashin186.
Nabashin.
Spell it the way it's supposed to be, you know, said. Nabashin.
Like a doorknob or something?
Whatever. Said, happy Halloween, guys. I just got offered a job today.
Hey!
And I wanted to say a personal thank you to Nick, Kevin, and Cool Greg, and everyone else who comes on the morning show and really helped me get through this dark part of my life to something brighter. Right on, man.
Congrats, yeah, big dog.
That is amazing. Pull this up.
Oh,
who
yeah.
put that on there? That's terrifying. That's
horrifying.
That is terrifying.
That's horrifying.
It's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
The trick is she's a much smaller girl than she seems.
Kevin, that's a classic trick or treat right there.
It's terrifying,
though. That's fucking amazing. D. Moreno said, get Greg in here. I'm calling him and all the kind of funny, call funny out. How dare you peddle me undies and their wares? I received my pair, and lo and behold, no pee hole. What kind of people are you? No pee holes in 2018? What are we, animals? Question mark. I tell you, you gotta go over the top the whole way.
You gotta go over the top.
You gotta go over the top.
Go through the leg. Go through the leg sleeve.
No, don't go through the leg sleeve. What you do is you take everything out over the top, flop it over. Boom. Hands free. The problem with the pee hole is that you can't go hands free. Because if it gets too away from you, it starts, you know what I mean?
Guillotine.
Guillotine.
I mean, you can.
Guillotine.
Sure.
Guillotine
okay.
it. DDT.
Guillotine right off.
DJ Kento said, why doesn't Josh McCuga have a group of like 40-year-old LA housewives called the McCougars? Following him around like the drunkest, sloppiest cheerleaders ever, just pawing at him. This vexes me. It's because he's happily married, probably.
Yeah,
would be my guess. But I will pass that along because the McCougars is an amazing idea, and maybe we could get like a dancer group for him. Maddie Ford gave us 500 cheers and says, "So, Nick, what do we need to donate to get Josh McCuga on the bongos doing the Jeopardy theme? He'll do that of his own accord. You guys don't have to do anything. Make sure you go out." And support Extra Life this weekend. Silver Lobo 21 said, first time watching the show live. Can't wait to listen to it again during work tomorrow. Uncle Nick, can I get a butthole? Andy, let's do a unison butthole. Right. Ready?
You still want the one?
Yeah, I mean.
How am I supposed to know that?
Butthole. Unsexiest comedian says, greetings, Nick and Andy. Andy, please
what
kiss
up,
Tom on the cheek for me. I miss him so much. Also, keep killing it with party mode. Nick, thanks for keeping things fun on the morning show. You're great. Keep it up. Tom, if you're reading this, I love you.
Tom, get over here. Let me give a little...
Give me a little peck on the cheek. Give me a little platonic peck between friends.
I love you too, Cam.
Do
I give you one back?
Love you, man. Yeah. I mean, customary in America. Yeah. Thank you, Tom.
Well, those were so soft.
It felt really good. He smells so good.
Here's what happened. Tom came over, you kissed him, and then he kissed you. And then I looked over and I saw Gary Whitta, and Gary just went like this. not in a disapproval, just in
what is this show?
What are you doing? End your show.
Yeah.
End this
That's
stupid
true.
Show.
That's true.
We're almost done, Gary. I'm sorry. I'll get you out here in a sec. Panzer G2 gave us 1,000 cheers. Said, oh, damn. Happy birthday, Andy.
Thanks, Luke Panzer.
Aldersley said, just wanted to say that Nick is so damn sexy. That is all. I appreciate you very much. And our final tip for now, we're calling tips for now, is Surf31 said, birthday tax. Been watching you guys since the Let's Play reunion, but only started watching you guys religiously this year. And what a year it has been. Thank you guys for all of the awesome content, especially the Kind of Funny morning show. We appreciate you
Thanks for giving us a shot. That's awesome.
All right, we got 2 minutes. Let's go into the 3 and 3. And by 3 and 3, I mean we're just going to go straight into assembly mode. And then we're going to be out. Did you just make pew, pew, pew sounds to the audience?
Well, because this is the dance he does. This is the dance he does. In Guardians 1, remember when he's distracting Ronan?
I don't know if I have to get in the camera.
Yeah, you do. You're an asshole.
There's no reason for you to be doing all this.
Go with the headphones.
I feel like you could have done it from behind over there.
No, I don't know if you get the full. I don't know.
No, right, now
the
it's.
The lighting's really bad.
Great lighting as well.
Yeah, the lighting's really bad.
He does it. Do you want to move? Oh, yeah. He does the cabbage patch.
He does that. And then he also does the thing where like he grabs his butt and he's like, he does that.
Yep,
thing.
Yep.
He goes somewhere there.
Take. Give it back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give it back.
Exactly.
No? All right, give it back. Great movie. Guardians.
Great movie.
Great
right?
movie.
Really? Oh, I don't have my mic on. Sorry.
That's okay. Let's see, Ant-Man 0208. The chat says, Nick, who you got Saturday, Lewis or DC? Daniel Cormier, for sure. 100%. Especially since Lewis just fought like a month ago. That's such a bad idea.
Who's that? Is that the guy with the my balls?
My balls, because my balls was hot.
That's the guy.
Yeah, he's fighting Daniel
Cormier. That was
Cormier,
a month ago. Wow.
Who is going to destroy
I felt like
him.
A week ago.
Daniel Cormier's cardio is ridiculous. Let's see, what's the best treat you guys got on Halloween, says Wolf Smalls. I just recently discovered that I like candy corn.
No!
So woo!
So now this is a candy corn household. I thought I hated it, but you know what I hate? The pumpkin candy corns. Turns out I like the regular candy corns.
It's too much.
Also, you can put them in your mouth
pumpkin
and be a vampire.
So you know what we should be? Children of the corn.
Children of the candy corn?
I mean, yeah. I mean...
I feel like he did a better job doing what you were trying to do.
Which one? Me or him?
Nick.
Yeah, thanks.
Nick.
Thanks, Kev.
I mean, it's a little too obvious, is what it, you know.
Then she asked me 300 says, hey, Nick, are you pissed that Netflix canceled American Vandal? The show might move to CBS All Access because CBS produced the show. I'm a little disappointed by it, but I also have to put my money where my mouth is and say that I didn't watch season two of American Vandal, so I'm part of the problem.
God damn it.
It came, I queued it up, I just never got around to it, man.
It's great.
I imagine their numbers were strong. I think the reason they canceled it was because they don't own it.
Because they don't what?
Own it.
It's possible.
They weren't producing it.
That's also possible.
It's funny. It's just like season one where it starts off very, very funny, and by the second half, you are just locked in because you really just want to find out what happened.
Yeah.
Like, it becomes less and less of like, oh, this is making me, like, laugh out loud, and more of like, I'm interested.
Does it have a conclusion?
Yes.
Season two?
Yeah, because season one doesn't.
Yeah, it's weird.
Bullshit.
Season two does, yeah.
All right, everyone. That's the show for today. Thank you so much. Andy, you look fantastic. T-Hawk, we'll grab lunch in a second. Gary Whitta coming up next with Tim on the Kind of Funny Morning Games Daily, rather. If you guys want to check out our Halloween short, you know what? Go over to my Instagram and check it out. There's the Instagram. It's like a little shorter, so you don't have to waste as much time. @Nick_Scarpino. It'll be there, hopefully, if I remember, by the time this show posts. If not, go over to Twitter and check that out. I love you all. Happy Halloween. Be safe tonight. And I will see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. PT.
Come and get your love.